A federal judge has ruled that Yupik is not a historically written language. The ruling is part of a lawsuit brought on by Yupik elders and tribes against the state of Alaska and the city of Bethel. The ruling by Judge Timothy Burgess could limit the kind of language assistance the state is required to provide. For member station KYUK in Bethel, Shane Iverson reports.
The civil case is still being litigated, but the decision could diminish the chances of Yupik being placed on ballots in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. The lawsuit was brought on by Yupik speakers who say that election officials have not provided adequate translations on ballots and of other election information. Their case was taken up by the American Civil Liberties Union of Alaska. Attorney Jason Brandeis says that Yupik translations have been left in the hands of local poll workers.
It's a difficult process to have to do a translation on the spot in front of a voter, and different people translate things differently.
Federal laws contained in the Voters' Right Act compel election offices across the country to provide written assistance for minority languages where they are commonly used. But that language must be defined as historically written. Yupik has taken on various written forms since the first creation in the late 1800s. The latest version was devised in the 1960s and is used today. Burgess's ruling says that history is too short to classify the language as historically written. But the exact effect of the ruling is still unclear to the parties involved. It came unexpectedly on July 8th and was provided in oral form only. The Attorney General Office, who is defending the state, and the ACLU are waiting for a written ruling from the judge. Brandeis says it should be coming soon.
He was going to issue a more detailed description and reasoning for his decision at a later date.
According to the Attorney General's office and the ACLU, the ruling still leaves room for a final decision that would mandate some form of language assistance. Brandeis says there are other circumstances in which it is called for.
The Voting Rights Act also allows for written assistance when written assistance would help provide clear, effective oral assistance.
Even without a final determination, the Division of Elections is beefing up their translation efforts. Division Director Gail Fanumi says they have created Yupik CDs and other election materials. They are still waiting federal approval for distribution, but Fanumi says the CDs will provide essential voting information in Yupik.
Polling place hours, voting instructions, more information about getting voter assistance at the polling place, primary election ballot choices.
And for the upcoming primary election on August 26th, they will provide poll workers with written ballot translations.
So the consistency of the translation of the ballot measure questions will remain the same throughout the state.
There is no date set for a final ruling on the case. In Bethel, I'm Shane Iverson.